Shalom, everybody. At the end of our parsha, we hear about the unfortunate incident of Miriam and Aharon speaking against Moshe. And before Hashem gets angry, and before he meets out punishment, the Torah adds one pasuk. In Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Gimel, the Torah says the following, V'ha'ish Moshe anav me'od, mikol ha'adam asher al panei ha'adama. Moshe was very humble, more than anybody else who was on the surface of the earth. The Torah, in explaining against whom Miriam and Aaron spoke, the Torah tells us just how special Moshe was. He was the most humble person in the world. And many, many Mefarshim ask various questions on this pasuk. For example, why is this pasuk here? And other questions. But we can ask a very fundamental question on this pasuk. Moshe wrote the Torah. Hashem told him what to write, and he wrote it. So how could Moshe write that he's humble? Isn't that self-contradictory? Once you talk about yourself as being an anav, doesn't that automatically eliminate you from being an anav? And we can ask many, many more similar questions. For example, at the end of Masechet Sota, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, which says that when this person died, a certain trait died with them, and when that person died, this trait died with them. So, for example, we hear that when Benazai died, real hard learners, the masmidim, so to speak, died with them, with him. We hear that when Rabbi Akiva died, Kavod HaTorah died with him, etc., etc. And then the Mishnah says that when Rebbe died, the Midah of true humility, of Anava and Yiras Chet, died with him. And on that Mishnah, the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef, who says that that Mishnah is not accurate. Rav Yosef says it's not accurate to say that when Rebbe died, the Midah of true humility of Anava and Yiras Chet died with him. And why not? Says Rav Yosef, De'ika Ana, there is me. I'm still here, and I have Anava. So again, our question is obvious. How in the world can Rav Yosef say that? And an even more general question about Anava is, how can any person ever express knowledge or expertise in a certain area? Are you telling me that every single time Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal or the Tzitz Eliezer, every time they gave a psak halacha, that they were not humble? Can't be. So all of these questions bring us to one basic question. What does anava mean? What does it mean to be humble in the eyes of Hashem? Many Mefarshim ask these questions. I'd like to share one beautiful explanation of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. He died in 1888. He says the following on our parsha, on Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Gimel, on our pasuk. Rav Hirsch says that the word anava comes from the word ana, or la'anot, to respond, to reply. The only way you can answer a question is if someone asks you a question first. The only way you can respond is if somebody calls on you first. There's no answer, there's no response without a question. And that, says Rav Hirsch, is what anava means. Anava is the recognition that Hashem is calling on you to do something, to be something, and it's your job to respond. In other words, anava has two components. First, it is to recognize that it's Hashem doing the calling. Hashem is the one who commands, not you, not anyone else. It's all God. Being anava, being an anav, means to respond, la'anot, to God's will. But that is only one component of anava. The other component is equally critical. It's not just that Hashem is doing the one commanding, which is an incredible midah to realize, but He is commanding me. He has a job for me. Hashem commanded Rav Moshe Feinstein, for example, use your incredible gifts to lead B'nai Yisrael, to paskin for B'nai Yisrael. And Hashem tells that person to use their God-given strengths and gifts to be the best surgeon they can be, and that one to be the best plumber they can be, etc., etc. Hashem didn't ask me to do that. He asked you, and it's your job to respond and to recognize that Hashem has a job for you and nobody else. And the same is true regarding Moshe Rabbeinu in our parsha, in our pasuk. And the same is true with Rav Yosef in the Gemara and Sota. And it's true about all of us. Saying you are a nanav, when it's honest, when it's sincere, that means that you recognize that you have unique talents, and you also recognize that those talents came straight from God in order to serve Him. Have an amazing day. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.